Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. It's going to be a big weekend of racing in our city. Of course, NASCAR and the Ally 400 weekend out at the Nashville Super Speedway. But coming up tomorrow night at the Fairground Speedway, the Battle of Broadway 150. Really looking forward to this. Some short track racing at its best. We say hello to Bob Sargent of the Nashville Fairground Speedway and Track Enterprises. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing really well.
Thanks so much for doing this. We're excited to talk to you and also excited for some great short track racing Thursday night. I know that you got a couple of cup drivers that are going to come check it out, including one that is from here locally, Josh Berry. I spoke to him a couple weeks ago, and he's excited because he's only raced the Legends car track at the Nashville Fairgrounds, so he's excited to get up on the big track. I know you guys have to be excited, too.
Yeah, we really are. You know, we set this date in conjunction with the Super Speedway and the NASCAR events. And, you know, we've got just two divisions here, so it's going to be a quick, easy show, get people in and out and be able to go to work on Friday morning. But a lot of good racing here. We've got our CRA Pro late models. The Nashville guys will all be competing against these Cup guys and some guys from out of town. And then we've also got our CRA Street Stocks. So, same thing there. A lot of people from out of town, and then a lot of local drivers too. So two big races tomorrow night here at the Fairgrounds.
And the I guess the schedule of events, the grandstands will open at 4. Street Stocks will go first at 6 o'clock, and then the big show, the Battle of Broadway 150 at 7:30. Correct?
Yes, that's still on. Correct. We will have an autograph session with Ross and some of the drivers, Ross Chastain, at 5 o'clock and under the grandstand. So just want to invite everybody out for the autograph session too.
How important was it to have the buy-in by, you know, Josh obviously being a local guy and he's building, you know, his popularity in the Cup Series as a rookie, but Ross Chastain, guy that's won out at the Super Speedway, he's won all over, you know, he's popular. To have those guys want to be a part of this, how important was that?
Well, it really is. You know, we're fortunate to have these guys that come back and race with these late models. And again, the cars are all the same, so it'll be a very competitive night. These guys will be going for the win. They have really good race cars. But, man, our local guys and our regional guys will definitely give them a run for the money. So we've got a good mix, and that makes for great racing action out on the racetrack.
Bob, is there any chance we could somehow ban Mike Organ from driving the pace car?
Hey, that's a project in, you know, we got to work on that a little more.
He only took 57 pictures while driving, so at least he didn't mess anything up, right?
That's right. Didn't mess anything up. So, yeah, well, Mike does a great job in what he does covering motorsports and everything else in Nashville. But, yeah, man, like I said, we're really looking forward to tomorrow night. It's just a fun night for us all, a chance for the race fans to come out on a weeknight and see some really good racing.
You know, Bob, Mike, and Chase, and I absolutely love the Fairground Speedway. What would you say to those who've moved here in the last year or two that have never been out to see a race? They like racing, but have never been out there. What would you tell them why they should come out tomorrow night?
I think two things come to mind first, and a lot of that's history. This place has a tremendous amount of history. But along with that history, it's still one of the nicest, coolest facilities in the United States. Big 5/8 mile, you know, ring with billboards, covered big grandstand, victory lane stages. I mean, it's just laid out just beautiful for racing for both the drivers and the fans. So a lot of history here, but still a very modern and nice facility to come watch a race at.
How important is it for a guy like, say, Dale Jr., who loves the Fairground Speedway, also tells people, you got to check it out. You got to go there, you got to sit, and you'll fall in love with it. How important is it to not only the mission, but the history and what you guys want to keep over there?
It's very important. You know, Dale Jr. has been a big supporter. Of course, he raced here. He's a big guy on history and tradition, and that's what this place brings. So many famous drivers have raced here, won here, and throughout the time. And again, I think the thing that intrigues us and the NASCAR drivers now is the fact that it's still very viable. It's still a fun, great place to race. It's exciting. It's laid out well. It's clean and beautiful here on the new grounds at the Fairgrounds. So just a lot of good things going on out here.
Bob Sargent is with us from the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. And, you know, with all this talk about the future and things like that, you know, you have an event like this, it's going to get people that, you know, as Joe mentioned, that haven't been there before, get their attention to see great racing. You know, I've talked to different NASCAR drivers that want to come to the fairgrounds, that want to race there. They love the Super Speedway. They want to do both because the way they look at it as you're going to see two completely different forms of racing. And so how important is it for people to understand that like it's not just cars on a track going one direction and passing each other? Tracks have character. Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway has a ton of character, and they can see a great show.
Yeah, it means a lot, and you're right. These racetracks all have different characters to them, whether it be the Super Speedway where NASCAR goes, or these iconic facilities like you know, here at Nashville or Five Flags Speedway, Pensacola, Florida. I mean, all these facilities we call grassroots. I mean, these are weekly racetracks that we can come here and have weekly racers and people do their hobbies and have excitement here. We're, you know, Nashville's fortunate. We have two tracks. We have a quarter mile and a 5/8, and it's just laid out really good. So there is a lot of character to this place, and all the facilities out there have different characters to them. So that's one of the things that we're so proud about at the fairgrounds here is the character to the facility.
Bob, I know you're there every day, and you've seen the Speedway and all the people, everything. At the end of the day, what do you love, not only about your job, but about this iconic Speedway?
Well, I tell people about my job. You know, race car drivers or any athlete out there is very competitive. And I just feel that the promoter, the business guy, is got the same competitive level. We try to make sure the place is clean and the bathrooms are kept up, the concessions are good, and, you know, we just have really good entertainment, and the fans get to come see a good, quick 2-3 hour show. So that's our competitive side of this. That's what I enjoy.
I love it. All right, again, run down tomorrow. What's going to happen? What time should folks get there? Because I think you shouldn't show up at race time. I think you need to get there and soak it all in, because that place, look, I grew up here, Bob. That place means the world to me. It means the world to Chase and guys like Mike Organ. So kind of what time should people get there and kind of get things going tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's a work day, and we're all familiar with that. So we've started things a little bit later. We'll be having two practices during the day. And then, again, for the fans, really, again, autographs are at 5 o'clock. And then we will have the first race, which will be the street stocks, at 6 o'clock. And then we will have the 150-lap late model race at 7:30. So those are the basic times. You can get all this information. You can get parking maps. You can get pricing, everything at on our website, probably a link to your website. But just feel free to Google us and go to any of the sites, and you'll be able to find out all the information you need. Or you can even still call. We still use the telephones here also.
And also, one of the marquee events, one of my favorite events coming up in November, All-American 400 weekend. You can get your tickets for that as well, correct?
Yes, All-American 400. You know, that's a good point. We still have several races left throughout the year. Our next big race will be Super Late Models here, July 13th. But all the way through, of course, the fair will be here, and then we'll come back with some racing. And then the granddaddy of them all, the All-American 400 on November 1st through the 3rd.
Bob, appreciate it. Great stuff. Really looking forward to it. I'll be out there tomorrow night, and going to be a great show. So thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Bob Sargent joining us from the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. And again, you can check that event out tomorrow night. You've been hearing the commercials on our airwaves, and going to be a really great event. Just go to NashvilleFairgroundsSpeedway.racing, and you can check it out and get your tickets. But going to be fun. And, you know, like you said, Joe, you said it perfectly, just the tradition, the history there with the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. You can soak that all in tomorrow.
Oh, it's just, I mean, I've been out there many times. So have you. And I give Mike Organ grief, but we all want this track here. I mean, it's great for the city. It's great for race fans. It doesn't, I mean, come on, let's face it. It doesn't bother anybody. If you move to a racetrack and you're complaining about the noise, you move to a racetrack. You know what your neighbor is.
That was so there before you.
Yeah, so shut up. Anyway, sorry about that. I love it, and I love to see a packed house out there. And nobody, you know what's funny, Chase? Nobody that I know, we talked to a lot of people, has ever gone out there and said, It was okay. They absolutely love it because it's so intimate, and it's amazing and a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, with that, JoJo, why don't you reset our question of the day?
All right, question of the day. We've got a lot of response. You guys are fantastic again. If you had to go speak for 10 minutes at the last second, no notes, zero preparation in front of 100 people without saying and 1,000 times, what could you speak on for 10 minutes with no problem? Again, no notes, no preparation, just stand up there and talk. Let us know, 615-737-1025.
We will take those answers, calls, texts. We'll do that coming up next. And it is the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.